celebrity guest today on the show is Susan Gander. Now, she's written a book, We've Come to Take You Home, and she's with me right now. Hello, Susan. Good Friday chat.
Hello, Neil.
Now, your book, is this the first book you've written?
Yes, my very first.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to read a bit from the book, because I did scour the internet to see if anyone had reviewed it, just so I know whether people liked it or not. But it's pretty new, and there's not much on the internet about it at the moment, is there?
No, it's with people, the NetGalley reviewers are reading it, and Goodreads, but it's not being published, in fact, until Monday. March 28th, so
right.
I was reading it.
Okay, it's been called Powerful, Intelligent and Moving. So I'm going to read a little bit now to you, like I would to my kids, or used to my kids. They'd probably now being teenagers if I read to them like that. And it starts with, Samantha Foster and Jessica Brown are destined to meet, but one lives in the 20th century and the other in the 21st. It's April 1916, and thousands of men have left home to fight in the war, to end all wars. You continue, tell us about the book.
Okay.
Did I do okay, mate?
You did brilliantly. It took me a while to work out where you were. Anyway, Jess's father is about to be one of those men. He's about to be called up. And a year later, many of the men who have gone over to France are dead, but Jess's father is still alive. But things aren't well at home, and Jess has to steal to keep her family from starving. And then a telegram arrives. Shall I continue, or are you going to take over, Neil?
Well, what I was going to say, I mean, we could read the whole book and go on for about 3 hours, couldn't we? What I was going to say, the idea from the book, where did it all come from?
That's a difficult one. I actually started to write a book quite a while ago for a much younger readership. And then I realised that, in fact, the First World War, there was no way that I could do the First World War in the way I wanted to do the First World War for 8 to 12-year-olds. So I decided to make it for a much older readership, a young adult crossover readership. And then I wanted to do a modern story, because I wanted to do the past and present linking together. That was really important to me. And so Sam's father, in the present, is rushed into hospital with a suspected brain hemorrhage. And in fact, that was something that happened in my own life, and that my mother was rushed into hospital with a brain hemorrhage. So much of what happens in the book, in fact, happened to me when my mum was hospitalised.
Now, I think we established it is your first book, and here's a little question for you, because, you know, people like me and a lot of people around here, and we've got stories to tell, and you'll be at the pub, and someone will say to you, you should write a book about that. How do you actually start, lay it down? Could you manage to encapsulate that in a nutshell? Where do you start? How does your life go when you're writing a book? Do you get up in the morning in the gym jams? Do you write another 2 pages?
Well, for me, and people have different ways of doing it, what I did was I got up in the morning, I got out of my gym jams, I had a shower, I got dressed, and I sat down to write.
Like you're going to work?
I can go, absolutely. If you don't treat it like work, it won't happen. But what I did, and other people don't do this, but this is what I do, I did an outline all the way through from chapter one to the end of both storylines, so I knew exactly where I was going. And once I'd done that, then I sat down and actually began to write each chapter. And although some people say that's really restrictive, what I'm really scared of is getting sort of 3/4 of the way through at 60,000 words and realising that I'm totally lost. So I prefer to know where I'm going. So that's what I did. So it took about a year probably to do the outline. And then, to be honest, it took another, I'm a slow writer, 3 or 4 years to actually write the book after that. But it did go through many drafts.
Right. And were you working at the time elsewhere to get an income?
I was doing bits and pieces, but I wasn't doing a full-time job. I was doing some travel writing, copywriting. I don't know, to be honest, the likes of the people who do the day jobs and then come home and, you know, and write for 4 hours in the evening, they're complete heroes. I can't do that.
It's tough.
It really difficult, actually.
Yeah. that would be extremely tough, but there must be a realisation in your mind, once this book is all laid down, with all the effort that I put into it, what if I get nothing out of it? So, in your mind, was there that it doesn't matter, I get the self-satisfaction, or were you thinking, I do hope it sells and the publishers get right behind it?
I had to believe that it was always going to be the latter.
At least BBC Radio Kent, we're talking to Susan Gander. She's got a brand new book out. Not quite out. Is it? Did you say it was out in a couple of days, or it's just come out?
No, it's out on March the 28th, Monday, March the 28th.
Okay, and the book is called We've Come to Take You Home. We'll have more from Susan in just a couple of moments. Now, Susan, we've heard about the book, how you put the book together, and it's also but NetGalley have put it as one of the top 10 new books for March, so that must be encouraging.
That was wonderful. Yes, when I was told, I actually burst into tears.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Was it uncontrollable?
Well, my husband was out walking the dog, and when he got home, he found me sitting on the stairs in the hallway, and he thought something really awful had happened. He said, "What's the matter, Susan? Are you up?" I said, "No, NetGalley, the top 10 book."
Oh, you know, I've got a wicked sense of humour. Just for a laugh, I think you should have said, "I'm going to leave you."
You probably say great.
Oh, no. So you come from very, very good stock, don't you?
Yes.
Tell us about your father.
Okay, my father was John Box, and he was a film production designer, and he worked on many films, but I suppose the most famous are the David Lean epics, Dr. Zhivago, Lawrence of Arabia, I've forgotten more, this is terrible.
The Great Gatsby.
Great Gatsby, Man for All Seasons, the big boys.
Has he won Oscars?
He's won four.
Oh, wow, good lord.
Yes, he's won four, which I have to say, it's my brag moment, they're the most that anyone has ever won in this country, and probably the most that anyone has won in the entire world.
Oh, wow. So, yeah. So did that lead you on to go, because you ended up, you were creatively responsible for making Casualty.
I was one of the team, because it's quite a big team, you know, producers, devisors. Yes, but I was script consultant on it for about 3-4 years, and came in about the second series, which actually was when it was failing. Believe it or not, the BBC were about to pull it. And they gave it to me because I think I was a trainee, and I think they thought I couldn't really do much worse. I don't know what we did. We changed the format. We got a different set of writers on, and we went soaring up from a fairly modest 7 million, which these days would be very good, up to 14 million.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, the rest is history, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean,
and it's still going.
What a show, Casualty. And do you know, while we've been talking, I've been searching the internet, and I have found a review of your book, and I can't read it all because it would be a spoiler, but someone has written, I found it sad, I would recommend it, and I would read it more than once.
That's lovely, isn't it?
Which is really nice. That must warm your heart. So what's the measure of success on the book for you? Is it sales, or is it self-satisfaction? Just to remind people, we're talking to Susan Gander, the author of We've Come to Take You Home, which is out on Monday. What's a measure of success for you, Susan?
I would love to get some good sales, but I actually, I don't want my life changed. I don't actually want £1 million to come walking through my door. I know that sounds rather strange, but I'm very happy where I am. And what I would just love is that as many people as possible to buy it and enjoy it and learn something perhaps from it. Because when I was working on Casualty, I always wanted to entertain, but at the same time, in a way, educate or teach. And that sounds terribly dry.
Mm.
But the book has that same measure of it as sort of feel to it as well. Hopefully it's a honking good story, but you learn something about what's happening in the First World War, what it was like to be at home, you know, on the home front rather than the military front. And indeed, you find out a little bit more about it's what it's like to have a parent in an intensive care unit and having to make some serious decisions.
Yeah, of course, and I think a lot of people can relate to that. Does the success of the book, is that part of the encouragement as to whether you do another book?
Right. I think I'm actually quite scared about doing another book. I think lots of people have this. The first one usually does quite well.
But you wouldn't be scared if this was really successful, would you? Surely that would take away some of the fear.
I think lots of people are scared because the second one sometimes doesn't do as well as the first one, or it's actually more of a struggle to write, because a lot of this was very dear to me, the storyline.
The book is called We've Come to Take You Home, Powerful, Intelligent and Moving, is one comment, a stunning debut novel by a former story consultant on the BBC TV series Casualty, so that's encouraging. Susan Gander, good luck with the book, We've Come to Take You Home, and I'm sure when your second book is out, we'll be talking again.
Thank you, Neil.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's a quarter after one.